And we're keeping an eye on Los Angeles, where the Unified School District has shut down today because of a credible threat. New York City officials say they got the same threat and determined it was a hoax. President Obama has been briefed on the situation. The White House press secretary says the decision to shut the school system down was made locally. We'll continue to follow developments.
And we are also watching developments in Las Vegas, where the Republican candidates will debate tonight. This is their fifth debate and the first one since the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. The Iowa caucus is now just 7 weeks away. Paris Denard is here now, political analyst and a GOP strategist. He's with us now. Hi, Paris.
Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing well. And what are you watching for in tonight's debate?
Well, you know, tonight's debate, I view, is going to be about polls, policy, and purpose. Polls, looking at the polls, you can see that Trump is still leading despite his controversial statements on Muslims. And if you look at the rest of the candidates, they're declining. And so with the status of the race right now, with the polls, Trump is still leading. Can he sustain it? When you look at policy, the debate is going to be about foreign policy. Which candidates are going to be able to strengthen their connection with the base and show that they are fully capable of being commander-in-chief? I think it's a good opportunity for Chris Christie to do that, given his past leadership. I was at an event with him last week, and he was previewing some lines about on-the-job experience. You can't come into this without having the experience that he has and job readiness. And so I think it'll be a good opportunity for someone like a Chris Christie, but also an important moment for Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, who are leading right now, to say, these are my policies as it relates to foreign policy. And the last point is purpose. What is the purpose for some of these candidates that are in the single digits? Do they have a legitimate path to victory? And can they rise to the top as it relates to foreign policy when they don't
Are you including Jeb Bush in that?
I'm including people like Jeb Bush in that. I'm including people like Carly Fiorina. I'm including people like a Rand Paul. When you look in consistently, they have not been able to use the debate performances to get an uptick in their polling numbers. You have to ask them, do you have the money to keep going and do you have the infrastructure?
Well, a lot of people wondering whether there's going to be some feisty back and forth between Donald Trump and some of the other candidates tonight. Here's Trump at a rally in Las Vegas last night talking about that.
We're hearing all these announcers saying, well, who's going to take on Trump tonight? Who's going to hit him hardest? And I'm saying to my, I would say bring him on. Who cares? What difference does it make? But I would say it won't be this will not be like an evening in paradise for me. Do we agree?
So, Paris, who do you expect to go after Trump, if anyone? And will Trump go after Ted Cruz, who is beating him in at least one poll in Iowa?
Very good question, Jeremy. I don't think it's a smart strategy for Donald Trump to continue his attacks against Ted Cruz. You saw Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh come out strongly against Trump in defense of Ted Cruz because Ted Cruz is a darling with the conservative and the Tea Party portions of our party. And I don't think it's a smart move for any other candidate to actually go and attack Donald Trump because it has not worked. Why waste your capital on that? Why don't you go after the other candidates who you have a better shot at taking supporters away from them by positioning yourself to be more credible, more likely to be commander-in-chief? But I think you will see some fireworks between Ted Cruz and people like Chris Christie and Rand Paul, who have more experience as relates to commenting on foreign policy issues.
Well, and Marco Rubio, that's another question about Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Let's listen to Marco Rubio last night talking up his rivals while taking a swipe at Democrats, including Bernie Sanders.
I still remain very proud of the field of people we have running. Very strong candidates. The way I view it is we're going to have nine people on that stage and a few others in the earlier debate. Not a single one of them is a socialist. Not one.
What is the strategy for a guy like Marco Rubio, who's around, 10-15% in some of the polls? He's below the front runners, but he's above that field of people in the single digits that you talked about.
I think Senator Rubio is exactly where he wants to be. He wants to be considered someone who can stay the course, someone who is level-headed, and someone who has the experience to wait out this process. And as he does this strategically, you can see he's getting more donors, more large donors on his side, and he can position himself not to be on the extreme right like a Ted Cruz or a Donald Trump, or not to be someone who isn't really taking that seriously, like a Huckabee when he looks at the polling. So being right in the middle is a good sweet spot for Marco Rubio, and you will consistently see him duck controversial issues, reinforce his narrative and say why he's about moving forward and not being about the past.
Parasnar, this debate comes just after nearly 200 countries agreed to a climate deal in Paris over the weekend. What do you expect to hear from the candidates on that? Any differences from any of them on that issue of climate change?
You know, not too much. I mean, you have someone like Governor Kasich who said, you know, his spokesman said climate change is real and there are serious, but he has serious concerns with the agreement that was crafted, in his opinion, to avoid having to submit it to the Senate for approval. Most of the Republicans on stage have very nuanced differences as it relates to this deal. But the important thing to remember, Jeremy, is that no one is really happy with this deal. I was talking to some people that work at the EPA who are part of the administration. They're not completely happy with the deal. And Republicans aren't happy with the deal.
But they're unhappy with the deal for very different reasons than the Republicans who are unhappy with it because they don't want it to be causing economic trouble. The environmentalists are against it because they don't think it goes far enough.
Well, true. And they don't believe that it has any teeth. They don't think that, you know, when you give somebody the option and not a mandate, that that's problematic. But I think you will see that the focus of this debate is going to pivot more strongly into the problems with President Obama's negotiating skills, a problem with President Obama's standing as it relates to foreign affairs and things, and negotiating and dealing with foreign leaders. Look, the recent poll that was conducted by NBC and Wall Street Journal says 73% want the next president to take a different approach from President Obama. And so these are opportunities for Republicans to say, here's a different approach on climate. Here's a different approach as it relates to defeating ISIL. Here's a different approach as it relates to the economy.
That's Paris Denard, a Here and Now political analyst and a GOP strategist, as we wait for tonight's debate. Paris, we'll check back in with you tomorrow. Thank you.
I'll be waiting.